trying to get back to normal after the fire, but also looking ahead to the next one.
More than anything else, we've got to make sure that we can get messages out to our people.
Monday, December 16th, it's the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex today. Coming up, do we have a Grinch in Torrance? Maybe. We definitely got some burglars in Irvine. And Jamie Foxx got attacked at his birthday dinner in Beverly Hills. But first, Malibu schools are back the first day since the big fire last week. But the winds are set to pick up again over the next few days. Here's our Craig Figner.
There is steady progress here in Malibu on the Franklin fire scene. It's now 54% contained, up from 49% yesterday. But now there is concern about the weather, expected to be very low humidity tomorrow through Thursday. Add to that Santa Ana wind gusts. Three schools have reopened this morning. They're Malibu Elementary, Malibu Middle School, and Malibu High. I talked with staffers and students.
I'm happy to be back. I'm glad to see the kids again and see their faces and, you know, make them smile, and whatever I can do, I'm here for them.
What did you do over the past week?
Usually I'm doing my schoolwork and like chillaxing.
And are you glad to be back?
Yeah, but not really, because in 2 days there's finals. Final start.
And it's back to school tomorrow for students who attend Webster Elementary here in Malibu, but they won't be at their actual campus. They'll be at a backup site. That's because Webster Elementary did suffer damage in the Franklin fire.
That was a real answer. I'm glad to be back. Kind of. Not really. So there's that, but there's also questions of what to do better next time. How to keep more of the power on, how to not lose the cell phone receptions, because we had big problems with that. Pete Demetrio talking to the mayor of Malibu. It's Doug Stewart.
Power blackouts in Malibu during the first few days of the Franklin fire were due in part to Southern California Edison's public safety power shutoffs, a precaution that happens during Santa Ana wind events and red flag conditions. But Malibu Mayor Doug Stewart says they're now examining how the PSPSs are implemented, and there might need to be changes.
We understand that Edison needs to turn off the power for safety reasons when it's necessary. But we need to control how often they do that and the need for it.
Stewart also says the city will be looking into how improvements might be made in backup battery systems involving cell towers and traffic lights in the Malibu area. Without power from the utilities, those systems only last a few hours, and the ability to contact and warn residents in the event of an emergency is severely degraded. And with traffic lights out of service, safety on the roads in a crisis becomes a major issue.
More than anything else, we've got to make sure that we can get messages out to our people. However we do it, and we need to make sure that people that have medical issues can get electricity to take care of them. This is not working well for us. We're going to have to fix it. And we look at the complaints by the neighbors and the people here. They turn off the power supposedly for high winds. There's no high winds. They never show up. So we've got to fix that.
Again, the mayor of Malibu there, Doug Stewart. Now we go to Irvine. People living in this gated community upset after all these burglaries. One woman telling KCAL News these have been targeting the Orchard Hills area for months, and most recently was over the weekend.
An individual entered the home from the second level. They used a crowbar to enter the residence and did not break the glass, so they were able to gain entry by doing that.
Police saying, yeah, we got reports of at least four break-ins over Saturday night. A couple of them were in Orchard Hills.
You feel very vulnerable and violated, even if your home was not directly hit. It's a very violating thing to know that this is happening in your community.
They are thinking these suspects part of one of those transnational groups, you know, the gangs from overseas coming in to do the crimes across the country. Staying in Orange County.
This is a victory for workers, and it's a victory for decency.
How's this for a number? $233 million. Disney's agreed to pay that. It's a settlement for what's believed to be the largest wage theft case in California. Covers about 50,000 current and former workers at Disneyland, you know, happiest place on earth. They sued, saying the company wasn't complying with the minimum wage law. There was this ballot proposition a while back that said if you took tax rebates, you had to go up to $15 for the employees. Disney said they didn't think they had to. They weren't subject to it, but a judge said, no, you are.
It certainly has never been the happiest place to work.
Occidental College professor Peter Dreyer did a survey on this.
When we wrote the report called Working for the Mouse back in 2018, and it got a lot of publicity, it was really a stain on the reputation of this company that depends on the goodwill of its consumers. And so it was embarrassing to the company. But they continued to try to stiff their employees, even after it was exposed how poorly they treated the workers at the Disneyland Resort. And so hopefully they will have learned their lesson. with this settlement, the largest in the history of California.
Settlement still needs to be approved by a judge. A hearing for that set in January. Jamie Foxx on Instagram saying, yeah, too blessed to be stressed after he was reportedly attacked by somebody at Mr. Chow in Beverly Hills. It was his birthday dinner. Apparently hit in the mouth with a glass. Somebody threw it from another table. He needed stitches. LAPD got called out, did a report, talked to everybody, but no arrests. Fox posting a thank you to everybody who prayed and checked in on him. Also said, hey, you know, I got the new number one special on Netflix. He turned 57 on Friday. Is there a Grinch in Torrance? Are there Grinches? Is it the city council? Because they banned something that's become a part of the Sleepy Hollow community's holiday lights display. If you haven't been to this, it's something that's gone on for 40 years and thousands of people show up. But now we got new rules. Some people are split. Here's Karen Adams.
People can no longer sell treats or snacks from their homes or on the street from 5 at night to 9 in the morning. One family who got into the tradition of selling hot chocolate, churros, and other snacks to the thousands who walk or drive through to check out all of the holiday decorated homes is advertising their dislike of the new restriction. There's a message on the stand outside their home. It reads, "This local tradition has been banned by the Torrance City Council." But not everyone is upset about it.
Yes. It would got too, like, swap meaty, like, I guess, for lack of a better word, like, people, vendors, you know, selling things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right, swap meaty's right word, because it sounds bad, but just a lot of people just coming in and trying to make money off it and sell things.
However, she and her husband do enjoy all of the people who love the displays.
Yeah, it's nice to see all the happy families, so people bring their kids to enjoy the lights, so yeah. We like that.
And a lot of people are very grateful to the neighbors for doing it. Say thank you. Which is so nice. You don't even expect it.
The Sleepy Hollow holiday lights display has been around for 40 years now. The Torrance City Council says it put the ban in place out of traffic and safety concerns.
Okay, quick break and then some holiday shopping ideas and dancing in the moonlight. We have a week and a half until Christmas and Hanukkah. You still got some shopping to do. Now's the time, okay? Especially if you're ordering online, because maybe it's not going to get here fast enough unless you're on the Amazon. We talked to retail expert Trey Bodge on LA's Morning News. She says there's a one gift idea a lot of people like.
Don't forget that gift cards are among the most popular gifts every single year. So as long as I've been doing this, 12 years, people love gift cards, and they've come a long way. You can get them personalized.
Yeah, she says we're way past that whole, like, it's a cop-out. It's not a real gift thing. No, just give someone the gift card, the money to go and buy what they actually want. That's what I want. She says Target has a lot of good gifts for under $25, especially for people who are hard to shop for or you don't know super well.
They have some fun holiday treats from A Favorite Day and Marks and Spencer, and their chocolates and other fun holiday-themed treats that are under $25. And they also have Wonder Shop, which is one of their house brands. They have some really festive mugs. These are great for babysitters, teachers, bus drivers, all those folks that you're kind of like, I don't know what to get this person.
You know what I brought up that she liked was, so somebody told me one time, you just get it like a really fancy bottle of olive oil because it looks nice, and then they use it, and then they keep telling you, oh, I'm cooking with it. I'm dipping bread in it. It's the best gift ever. And yeah, all you got to do is go to like a nice cooking store. Did you watch the moon last night? The moon rise? If you did, you saw something special. It was a major lunar standstill. It happens every 19 years when the moon reaches the furthest point to the north in the orbit. Kind of like a moon solstice. Griffith Observatory hosted a public viewing.
We came up here as just a celebration, and then it just happened to be this grandiose moon rising night. And so it was a lovely surprise to have.
Yep. And it's awesome. The stars aligned, as you could say, so, or the moon aligned.
Dr. Ed Krupp, the observatory director, talking to KCAL News.
We are, however, in an interesting period for the moon. It runs through a cycle that lasts more than 18 years. And we're at the time in the cycle where each month the moon rises as far to the north and as far to the south as we ever see it.
He likes this because it gets people excited about what's going on way up there.
It's just a chance for people, one, to understand how the moon really works, which is complicated. Number two, to get immersed back into the environment of the earth, the sky, and where they are in the universe. And finally, just the aesthetic and the emotional quality of that moonrise always overtakes people.
Again, next time it does this, 2043, text me. Make sure I don't miss it, okay? It's the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. Have a good rest of the day.